属灵的教导。
So in the past I've been working with little people but big story.
我们就把下面的时间交给庄牧师。
So now is the time that we'd like to share. 谢谢。
谢谢。
Yeah, 我们手上都有一个，对，你们就没有了。 So 我们的手上 our hand has a pocket of little things. So yes, so now you can open. 你们都可以打开，我要谢谢 Esther 给我的啊。所以打开来，我们好，我想问一下的就是，当你打开了之后看到这个的时候，你应该知道是什么。 You probably know all this is what it is, right?OK, 在座的你们拿得到的，那在网上的你们都听说过的，对不对？叫做枣子夹核桃仁，对吧？枣子夹的核桃仁，它缺的是什么？ What is missing in here? 这里少了什么？ Yeah, they say that the
seed,
他们觉得是少了那个种子，对不对？ Yeah.
对，
很独特哈，都少了个种子，对不对？这个种子去了哪里？可以吃吗？
不可以吃。
Yeah, the seed of the dates cannot be eaten. Okay, so 有人已经吃了，好不好吃？ Yeah, somebody is already tasted. I didn't ask for permission. It's good taste, right?好，当你们拿着吃少了一样的东西，所以我想今天跟大家一起来的分享的就是跟这个种子是有关系的。Yeah, I would like to share that there's a missing things, something that's missing. So being a Christian, being a follower of Jesus Christ, we need this. The essentials. What is the essence of this? Yeah, the seed. 是什么东西没有了？所以呢，我们今天呢想跟大家呢一起来走过这个的过程，所以呢，我在这里要分享一个yeah, we have to share this screen with them because most people don't have. Okay, 好，那我就在这个的时候呢，等一下哈，let me find the file. Okay, 有没有那个 PPT?你那个就在那里，对不对？打开来可以了。好，我现在再打开我这一个。Yeah, I have to find my, 我要找到我的那个 PPT 给大家，然后我才能够，对了，现在在哪里的？不好意思哈，大家稍微忍耐一点。Okay, I don't have it. Okay. 好，我要再给我一点点时间，大家就行了啊。OK， 那我就简单的看一下啊。So I should speak because someone is online that you need the translation. So, yeah, you can. Yeah, you can help me in English. So I will just. 普通话好还是英语好？我是英语的。哪一边？哪一个有没有？英文比较好，那就行，那就更好。那我们其实是一个，我不是一个人在工作的。
I'm not working as by myself.
我有一群的人在一起服侍神。
I have a group of teams.
所以你们在小人物大故事里面看到的时候，往往就是因为在网络上面，我们只能够看到一个人。
Online, we always see that there's one person introducing it, but there's actually a whole group of team that is supporting this small corpus and this one.
Yes. So, 我们在一起服侍的人，今天呢是会一一的向你们展示。
So, I'm going to introduce all my boys today.
呀，因为我们的组织呢，其实是叫做 PIDW， 叫做环球伙伴。
PIDW stands for Global Partnership.
Yes. 好，我们呢其实有一段的时间很长在一起的服饰都从2003年开始。
Okay, since 2003,
所以在过去的这么多的当中，我们真的感谢主给我们呢在其中来到去学习怎么样跟他同工。
We thank God for giving us a chance to serve him together.
所以我们觉得我们今天来到这个的时候，尤其是在疫情的时候，我们大家更加的来到彼此认识。我们没有想到被关在家里面，结果关系更加深了。因为自从2003年之后，我们都其实一直没有停留过在家里面多过一个月或者两个月的时间。但没有想到我们被关起来了之后，结果我们每一个星期都有机会一起来到去商讨神国的工作。而我们这一群的同工人不多，我们就几个人，就几个人。但是在过去，我们在回想神的恩典了之后，我们发现，哇，奇妙！就是在中国，我们就已经发现，我们在中国的影响也都不少啊。Yes. 所以我们想把我们这个的经历，我们叫做见机行事的一群人。所以在这个过程当中，我想跟大家，这一幅图画你们看到的，其实是我们刚刚过去的5月12日凌晨4点钟我们加息的时间。
It's
the West Coast.
Yeah, West Coast, California, and May 12, 4 a.m. in the morning, all the sudden.
我们有一个纪念汶川地震14周年。
The 14th anniversary of 四川汶川。
Yeah, 这都是我们陪伴了、认识了从2008年到现在的好朋友们。
These are all our friends and coworkers since 2008.
老师、教授、博士，什么人都有。
Lots of teachers, professors, doctors.
我们仍然是好朋友，因为我们陪伴着他们经过了地震。
And we're together supporting the ministry.
这一群都是在做心理工作的。
And all of them are counselors and psychologists.
所以我们非常的感恩。14年之后，我们可以看到在过去的14年是怎么样，现在他们怎么样。
所以
我们突然间发现，我们这一群的人就是见机行事的人。所以形容环球伙伴的时候，有的时候我们觉得我们不是一个组织。我们好像是一个 organic organism， 就是好像一个肢体。哎呀，这个更好，比我给他一个鼓掌好不好？哇，第一次他说，他第一次翻译的，好厉害！这也就是见机行事的结果。You see the opportunity, we serve together, amen, amen. 哦，他们要看看您，真是不然都只看我，不是看到你，他们看不到你，原来他们一直都不知道你是谁。啊，转过来，靠近一点，不怕不怕，这是你知道吗？这在对，这在网络上面很少发生的。
OK，
对不对？我们在网络上面通常都是一个人讲，对不对？现在我们是两个人，我一定要跟你靠近。所以告诉你，一起服侍神是很好玩的。因为神总是把我们拉在一起，因为他的爱。所以我想问大家一个问题。那就是说，人间有没有那种奇遇？ 所以就是大人物小不不大人物小人物大故事，你们应该知道这幅画是什么了，因为你们刚才访问过他。所以没有可能的，从一个温哥华的人，怎么可以在地震的当中遇到了一个地震的受难者？而且现在他成为了国家的明星，这不可能的吧？是神的恩典。所以当我们在看的时候，回想的时候，我们众同工觉得有下面五个亿。那也就是说怎么样，整个的核心这个盒子给拿出来了，所以核桃，所以红枣中间把那个盒子给拿出来换了核桃，所以我现在想把这个种子再还给你们。那就是 essentials。
What is essential?
五个亿。
And it's covered under the 5 E's.
这个五个亿就是我们过去这二十多年的经历。
And it's from over 20 years of experience.
我们相信这是未来我们每一个在座的、在听的都是可能一起经历的。
And in the future, we will keep on experiencing this.
所以你们看到这一个相片的时候，这是三位老师，是我们非常非常好的汶川的老师。
Please refer to the photo and instructors on the photo. Really good.
他们，我们跟他们之间的关系就像父亲和女儿之间的关系。
My relationship with them are father and daughter.
所以那一天，我们做完这个活动之后，他们去吃晚，去吃宵夜。
So after the event, we went together and ate late night.
结果他们只是盼望我们什么时候再一次汶川相见。
And they really expect us to go to China and 汶川。
因为每一年我都去那里两次。
And I actually go there twice a year.
他们非常的，他说在所有的道别里面，我还是喜欢明天再见。
With all the way of saying goodbye, I love the way of saying see you tomorrow.
所以以下我们会将这个的时间大家一起来看，来分享我们所经历的五个亿。
Okay, I would like to share how we experienced that through this 5 weeks.
在我们的过程的当中，有一对的夫妇，让我的生命能够更加飞跃的，那就是兰迪夫妇。
A couple, Randy, they lifted us up throughout the ministry.
是他们，我们一起同工，从2003年走到今天。
Since 2003, we've been working closely together.
所以我想请他的妻子来，因为兰迪已经跟天父在一起。
Since Randy is no longer with us, we are inviting his wife.
Yeah, 因为 Randy 他在前年的时候离开了我们。
Randy went to heaven.
Yeah, you want to stand?
2 years ago.
Where?
Yeah. Well, you can just yeah, 我就先拜他翻译 ，OK.
Okay. Hello. Good to be with you today.
大家好，跟大家在一起。
It's amazing. What are the odds that a couple from Texas would meet a man from China?
真的奇怪，怎么可能是一个德州的一好跟一个中国的你好在一起呢？ Right, this is
yes,
makes sense,
yes.
right? Yeah, 一哈你好一样的，对，神就是这么特别。
This
这本的书，他手上的这本书
is Randy.
那就是他的丈夫南迪。
My husband was, when he was 18 years old, was hurt in an electrical accident in Texas.
他18岁的时候刚好有一个这个工伤事故。
He was electrocuted by 13,000 volt power line.
13,000瓦的这个高压电把他的手给死。
And the doctors told him he His parents, he wouldn't live 24 hours.
所以医生已经宣判了24小时。
And the pastor said, our job is to pray. God hasn't spoken yet.
但是当时他的牧师就是说，我们还祷，就我们的祷告，上帝还没有允许他要离开。
Three days later, when he was still alive, one of the doctors thought, if we take him to surgery and remove his right arm and left hand, he might live.
所以三天之后还活着，结果医生说，结果就奇迹就这样了。
Randy spent a year and a half in the hospital and had 38 surgeries.
所以一年半住院38手术。
So God took us on an amazing journey of life.
结果从那个时候开始经历神的新的道路。
We were married 45 years.
他们结婚了45年。45年。
About
2003年。
We had returned to Texas to take care of my elderly parents.
所以他们在宣教的工厂上面被召回，来到去照顾他们的年长的父母。回到德州。
We had done ministry in Canada.
因为我们他们在加拿大已经宣教了有很多的年。
Where Miller and Randy had met.
但我们也是那个时候我在加拿大做牧师，所以我们有一次相遇的机会。
Miller contacted Randy and said,Please come back to China with, come to China with me and do teachings in the underground church.
Yeah, 那个的时候刚好开始决定回国开始服事，所以我就说能不能够帮忙来到去中国做家庭教会的服事和培训。
So I started going to China and teaching.
结果就开始了这个的旅程。
The earthquake happened in 08.
所以2008年地震。
And so they went to help.
所以我们就去到地震的中心，去到来到去服事。
From 2003 to 2019.
所以从那个时候一直到2019年。
4 months a year in China.
所以每一年他们大概四到五个月在中国。
And this picture is at Tsinghua University.
所以大家看得到这一个就是清华大学国际部。
Randy was a graduation speaker for Tsinghua International High School in June of 2019.
结果在2019年的时候，他们的毕业礼，那他的丈夫被邀请作为他们的毕业典礼的嘉宾。
So Randy would say to students, and always when he spoke.
所以他每一次跟学生见到学生，他都这样子说。
Life with God is a great adventure.
所以他说，生命就是一个奇妙的旅程。
When we would go to schools and go to schools.Multiple times, people would see us and say, "Why do you come to China? Why do you?"
所以他去过很多的学校，而学校的人总是学生们总是问：“你们为什么要来这里？为什么要来中国？”
And we would say, he would say, "I've experienced a great love."
他就总是会说：“因为我经历了神的，经历了奇妙的大爱。”
I would say, "Well, who loved you?"
然后他们就问：“谁爱你？”
And he would say.I believe that God who created the universe, and he would share about Christ.
他和我相信的就是那造物的主，他特别的爱我，他就有机会来到跟他们讲。
And over the years, we saw many people come to Christ.
所以在过去这么多年的当中，也就是因为这样的奇妙的经历，他看见很多的人来到归信他。
But everything we did and every trip we went on, based on that scripture, we love because God first loved us.
是因为我们每一次是因为对这样的经文，我们爱是因为神先爱我们，来到去触动了我们要去走。
And over the years, the last year of 2019, when we were able to travel to China, Randy spoke to over 34,000 students.
就2019年短短的这一年的当中，他们在中国的行程的当中 ，How many people? 33,993. 33,000.对不对？三万三千的学生们，哎呀，你看这数字一变成英语，我都不知道了。对，总而就三万三千的学生们跟他们讲过话。
So, all of our life was based on the thought that God can lead us in our life, and life is a great adventure because you never know where God is taking you next.
所以他只知道一样事情，我们的人生就是一个的奇遇。我们在神的里面那种的爱的经历，这就是我们去到哪里都跟大家分享。
The picture he showed a minute ago of the girl in the wheelchair.
啊，大家可以看到那一幅图画之前的那个图画，对。
That was taken in 2009.
这就是2009年。
Miller called us.
我打了个电话给他，在那个地方。
It was the middle of the night in Texas.
是半夜的时候我打给他们。
He said, can we get this girl better legs?
我就告诉他，可不可以送她一双腿？
6 months after that picture was taken.
结果这一张像照的6个月之后，
I flew to Vancouver with the legs in my suitcase.
他就把他的腿放在他的箱子带到去加拿大去送给他。
It started a great journey of helping this lady.
结果就从那个开始一直的看着他怎么信主，怎么样带着他能够舞起人生。
The second day I was there, she accepted Christ.
结果就是他带着那双腿的时候，去到了第二天就在他的面前见证到主是怎么样带领他进入了神的家里。
And she's now very famous in China.
我们都知道他现在国内的影响非常之大。
Married to an artificial limb maker.
而且呢，跟一个这么好的终身免费的这个假肢的这个什么康复师。
And they have two children.
而且他们有2个孩子。
What are the odds of that ever?
所以我们在想着这么奇妙，这么奇遇，怎么可能？
Us ever meeting any of us.
所以每一个的相遇都是奇迹。
That's God.
这是只有神。Wow, thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
我都真是很佩服，我有这个的机会可以跟他们一起同工。I need you now.非常的开心能够跟你一起同工。
Well, I'm very, very honored to work together with Randy and his wife.
知道吗？上帝预备有的时候很奇妙。
God gives us amazing opportunities.
他总是给我们一些同工是我们意想不到的。
And they gave us amazing coworkers, people we work.
我第一次遇到南迪的时候，我们伸手，我伸出手来握住他的手。
First time I saw Randy, I extended my hand and tried to shake.
他然后唰伸出来。
And he made a big, huge move.
我一看手就动了，因为那是一个钢手。
And when his hand is swinging over his, he has this metal hand that's swinging.
我的手收回来了。
And I got startled and I draw my hand back.
因为我不知道这是什么手。
I have no idea what it is.
然后他知道了。
And then he understands.
马上又伸出另外一只手。
So he extended his other hand.
铁钩。
The hook.
那是我第一次遇到他。
And that's the first time I met him.
所以以后他遇到我的时候，他说你记不记得我？
And every time he sees me, he's like, do you remember me?
我当然记得。
Of course I remember.
就这么一次。
Just the first time that we meet.
但我没有想到我们成为终身的服侍的同工。
I can't believe we worked together throughout his life.
也透过他们，我有机会认识了另外一位同工。另外
一位。
对我来讲，我从来不知道的。当然，因为我们知道有另外一个，那就是什么？我们怎么样去来到鼓励、激励众门徒
？We encourage everyone to work together with God.
神又很独特。
God is very unique.
我们去很多的学校可以讲课。
We go to so many schools and share about it.
但是我们的心总是想着还有很多的人，比如说在政府的、在机关的、在法律界的人，我们没有办法接触他们。
When we share in our speeches, we really want to include people in the government, the service industry, and school industry.
Yeah. 所以 Marianne 和这个兰迪他们也都很奇妙。
We really thank the amazing work that Marianne and Randy did.
他们介绍了他们的邻居。
They introduced their neighbor.
是中学的时候的邻居。
Middle school neighbor.
结果想象不到，他又成为了我们的同工。
And they also become our co-workers.
So I would like to invite him. 法官大人，请你上座。
This.Judge
Dawson.
你好。
他太高了，你看。他高过我两个头，这一个头吧，两个头。那又是 too tall. Okay, yeah, go ahead. No. 我们因为太熟了，所以可以幽默一下啊。 他叫做 William Dawson， 你自己介绍了啊，各位。
It's really an honor to be here before you today, and really this is against the odds as well.
Yeah, 所以他说这今天在你们跟你们相遇，法官跟你们相遇都是奇遇了。
So let me explain to you a little bit about my background because I think you will find it interesting on the one hand.
所以我现在先将我个人的档案向大家交代。
But it's also how the Lord prepared me for this ministry now.
其实我想的就是神怎么会这样预备我，这么样特别的预备我做这样的服事。
So like Mary Ann, I am from Lubbock, Texas.
所以他跟 Mary Ann, 玛丽安同样在一个小城，大概20万人的地方。
And we both grew up in Lubbock at the same church, Southcrest Baptist Church.
他们小的时候都同一个教会。
Now I know she doesn't look like it, but she's a few years older than me.
啊，所以你们看下去，不要再算谁老谁大啊。
So we didn't know each other real well when we were growing up.
在学校的时候，他们不是很熟，但是他们有相，就是说知道谁是谁。
And especially as I got older and I was in the university, I would see her from time to time.
所以她去了大学，所以有的时候会见到面。
And then she married Randy, and I was very, you know, drawn to him as well.
因为她嫁给了一个两只机器手的人，她知道他们是谁。
So in the meantime, I'm graduating from Texas Tech and then Baylor Law School.
所以他在德州理工大学毕业了之后，他就做 Baylor 的法学院去了。
And when I was just 30 years old, I had been a prosecutor, but I ran for an election to become a judge of a trial court.
所以他读完法律了之后，他在就是做就是董恩之在学在什么做法官，还没做法官的时候做律师，大概30多岁的时候，32岁。
Out of over 500 judges in the state of Texas, I became the youngest judge in the state of Texas.
就在那个时候，他32岁，他在500多的律师的当中，他被选了做法官，在德州。
And it was a great honor for me to be able to be a judge, and the Lord taught me many things there.
所以成为一个的法官，他也都知道，神给他上了很多的课。
I also continued to be very involved in my church and with my wife, whom I'd recently married at Southcrest.
所以年轻的法官同样的是在教会在社区里面积极的服务跟他的妻子。
As a couple, we became friends with Randy and Mary Ann when they would come visit Lubbock summer from their tours as missionaries in Canada and other places. And that's how we got really acquainted about doing ministry.
所以作为夫妇他们也都因为这样的缘故跟南迪和玛丽安他们更加的熟悉了。
Someone who had been a profound influence in their lives was a man named Henry Blackaby, who wrote the study Experiencing God.
啊，我们知道有一本书就是不再不一样哈，或者叫做经历神。那这个 Henry Blackaby 对他们来讲是非常大的影响。他写了一本书。
And it's no coincidence that when we talk about the things that are important to seeing lives transformed all over the world, we use the expression experiencing God.
所以也因为这样子缘故，我们走在一起，就是因为什么？我们想经历上帝。
And I went through this study, experiencing God, when I was still like 35, 36 years old.
所以当他看这本书的时候，他才35、36岁。
It has fantastic biblical principles that really transformed my heart and opened my eyes.
因为这话语更新了，打开了他的眼睛。
And one of the principles was, don't plan your life out for yourself.Just ask God what He wants to do with your life and don't have your own agenda.
所以其中一个呢就是什么呢，你不要去特别的去计划你自己的人生，让神来到去带领你走他要你走的路。
And that really touched my heart.
结果把他给动摇了。
And so I said, okay, Lord, you know that I'm here, I'm a judge, I have political aspirations.But for you, I will lay them aside.
所以他就真的学以赛亚，我在这里，请差遣我吧。
But I didn't really expect him to.
但是他从来没有想过，神是这样子来到让他走。
But I was sincere.
但是从他的心中是诚实、真实的这样子等候。
And to my surprise, the Lord revealed something to me.
结果也因为这样的缘故，神就给他看见。
I want you to leave your job as a judge and go to seminary.
所以就在他年轻的时候，神就感动他离开你的法官的职位，进入神学院，来到为我所做工。
I was still one of the youngest judges in the state of Texas when I was 38 years old and had just been reelected to my third four-year term.
所以他当时38岁，而已经第三次被选为做法官，这是很本事的事，也是在整个德州里面来讲最年轻的法官。
But God made it very clear that what he wanted me to do.
但是神很清楚的，这就是我要你做的，你的行程。
So I enrolled in seminary, took summer courses and fall courses in 1995.
所以1995年他就放下法官的这么高薪的职位，然后呢进入了神学院，来到开始了他的服事的旅程。
Not knowing where anything would lead.
其实他也不知道他要将来做什么。
But during the end of the summer of 1995, I was asked to becomeDirector of Public Policy and Legal Counsel for the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission in Washington, D.C.
结果也就在他读的时候就被人任命了，来到去华府，去美国的华府，来到去做宗教自由还有宗教意识的这个的同志，做那个事。好难翻译。
So within several months of starting seminary, my wife and our two young childrenmoved close to Washington, D.C.
原来读书的时候几个月之后全家人都要搬到去华府的旁边，来到去在那边一边读书一边工作。
And I remember driving into that large city and looking around and say, what can I possibly do?
他这个从小城的法官走进了个大城市，周围是神的，你要我干啥？
But within months of being there, I was having breakfast with the President of the United States.
结果去了几个月之后他就有机会见到当时的总统，跟他一起吃早餐。
Whom many of you will remember was Bill Clinton.
那当然就是克林顿啊，那个时候。
And I left in 1999, but before I did in 1998, I worked on a major piece of legislation.
所以1999年他离开了华府，但是1998年的时候，他们做了一个重大的这个决案。
Which was the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998.
那就是世界宗教自由决案法案。
I say these things because they're all part of God's story and I'm leaving many things out, but I think it's important.
我说这些真的就是怎么样，神真的奇妙让这个年轻的法官能够去参与一个这么重要的国际法案的设定。
In 2000, I finished seminary. I left my job in D.C. and went back to finish my Master of Divinity.
所以2000年的时候他离开了这个的工作，然后呢去回去完成他的学业，道学硕士。
After that, we moved back to Texas and became involved with Randy and Marianne.
所以在那个时候他就回到去德州，然后那个时候又再一次的跟他们相遇。
And I began practicing as a judge again, as a visiting judge, like a substitute judge.
所以回到去就做客座法官。
But in 2003, we moved back to Virginia, and I became a pastor eventually.
结果后来他回到了去维珍尼亚州，然后在那边做牧师。
And so then, I've served as a pastor for a little over 8 years.
所以他做了大概八年左右作为牧师。
In Thanksgiving of 2013, my wife and I went to Lubbock, Texas, our hometown, to visit family and friends.
所以感恩节2013年他回到他自己的家乡，就是玛丽安的他们的家乡。
And I, you know, from time to time, we would talk, Randy and Marianne and I and Denise, and we would ask them about China, and they talked about the exciting thing guys were doing, and I was just saying, I'm so glad you are doing that.
So, 因为他们常常听到，就是从他们的口中就说出来，这就是中国，中国。所以，哎呀，我真的开心的是你们在做中国的工作。
It never occurred to me that God
对他来讲
me to do something in China.
从来没有想过要去吃这个凤爪。
But I had given my heart to God to do what He wanted me to do and not to have my own agenda.
所以但是因为在年轻的时候就知道我不能够有自己的日程，但是要完成神所给我的路。
So I saw Randy and Marianne at church and They said, you know, you really ought to come over. I think you'd be really interested in what God is doing in China right now.
结果南迪夫妇总是见人就是你要去中国，所以再一次这一次见到的时候，他们一定要去一次中国。
And I, out of respect for them and because I like to drink their coffee, I went to their house.
所以为了要喝他们家里面为他预备的咖啡，他是咖啡神客，所以他就想，好吧，我就去喝咖啡，就去他家。
But when they shared their story and then they brought Miller on a conference call.
结果他去到家里喝咖啡的时候，我加入了他们的电话会议。
God spoke to my heart.
结果我也不知道是我说的还是神说的，总之他的心动。
And said, you need to go check this out.
所以就告诉他，你一定要去看一看。
So I went to China with Randy, just Randy and I, May of 2014.
结果2014年5月的时候，因为那一个咖啡给骗了，他去到中国了。
My first time in China or Asia or to travel anywhere so far.
结果那是他第一次跨国旅行。
And
这么大一个人。
Once we got there, I only remember that I slept a long time.
所以但是他只是记得的就是什么一路坐在飞机上都是睡觉。
That was on a Wednesday. On the next day, Thursday, we got together with Miller.
星期四就见到了我，我在中国迎接他。
And I felt very comfortable in China.
结果去中国的时候，他首先感觉到就是安全。我都不够你高，肯定安全呢。
On Friday night,
结果星期五晚上
Randy and I and Miller spoke.
结果我们三个人
Feng Tai Church
去了北京丰台教会。
We spoke to a large crowd of singles in their 20s, 30s, several hundred people.
大多都是单身年轻的弟兄姐妹500多人。
And they were like, Will, say a few words.
结果讲话的当然就是兰迪，跟着有人说 Will, 你上来讲一讲。
I don't remember everything that I said.
他说完了，他都不知道他说什么。
Miller was doing his fantastic job of translating.
我翻译了，我也不知道我翻译了什么。我都忘了现在。
And what I felt moved in my heart to say is what I really felt, and I just said, I want you all to know I love you.
他破口而出，从心里面说出一种真实的话，我爱你们。
And God had put a special love in my heart already.
结果神就在那个时候感动了他，其实他流着眼泪说，我都感动了，因为他流眼泪，我没流过泪。
And that night, I couldn't sleep.
结果那个的晚上，他整夜不能够睡觉。
Because God was speaking again.
因为神再一次的跟他说话。
Said you're supposed to be here.
你一定要在这里。
I got, okay, that's fine with me.
所以当时他其实也是差不多，真的吗？
So I went from having no interest in China.
因为他根本就不知道中国，根本就没有兴趣于中国，到
to falling in love with the people.
结果却爱上了中国人，就这么一下子。
And if I can just add this little note because it's ongoing.
要加上一点点。
That's what experiencing God is.
这就是怎么样经历上。
It's experiencing His love.
因为他的爱。
And having that love for others.
以至于我这个爱可以真的爱其他国家的人。
That communicates in any language.
其实那就是国际语言。
And it's powerful because it's God's love.
是最有能力的，因为神就是爱。
And it's powerful because it comes from the Holy Spirit. Spirit.
因为他有能力就是因为他来自于圣灵。
And it's more powerful than anything in the world.
那是世界上最有能力的。
So that night, I was like, third day here, and I know I'm supposed to be here.
已经第三天他已经知道我一定要在中国。
I go back and
所以他回到
tell the leadership in my church,
就跟他的教会的长子们
let's start looking for a replacement.
告诉他们不好的消息，你们要找人了啊，我得走了。
And I'm getting close to the end. Are we doing okay?
No, no, you're going okay. Go for it.
Okay, I'm going
Experiencing
for it.
God.
If he tells me
for
to go for it, I'm
对啦
going for it.
你要经历神就继续去吧，大家都没有 agenda 的。Yeah, we don't have agenda, right? 是啊，我们没有日程的，说我们到八点都可以。
Well, thank you for letting me share because it touches
谢谢跟大家来
talk about it.
因为真的说出来真的是神的恩典。
We all need to be reminded of what God has done in our lives.
因为我们每个人都要被提醒，就是神在我们的生命当中做了些什么。
Encourage with these words.
彼此鼓励，用这些的话语，这些的故事。
So there's, I think of so many things that happened on that first trip.
就第一个旅程都让他念念不忘。
April 5th, 2015 was an Easter Sunday and my last message to my congregation as a pastor.
结果不够一年，复活节的那一天，2015年那个复活节4月5号，他最后讲一场的道，跟他的教会做告别。
The next day, Monday, was April 6th. My wife and I got on an airplane to fly to China.
结果4月6号星期一，他和他的妻子拿着行李就踏上飞机了。刚好是他们的结婚纪念日。
I remember the date very well because April 6th, 2015 was our 30th wedding anniversary.
是刚好是他们30周年纪念，所以他们记得那个日期，他们选的日期都是跟这些有特别的。
So we're on a long plane. It's like happy anniversary.
结果他们的周年纪念就是坐在长途跋涉的飞机上去到中国。
So on this first trip for my wife and the second trip for me, something very significant happened that was a seed that would produce great fruit.
结果就是这一个的旅程是他的第二次，是他的妻子的第一次，但结果就这一个的成，上帝给了他们一个对中国的种子，在他们的心里面长起来，永远拔不掉。
Did I say all that?
Oh, sorry. 我加下去的啊。Yeah, I think the seed grow and it never can pull out. Okay.
I don't mind if he adds a few.
他知道我的了，就是我就是喜欢添油加醋啊。
But it was really a fascinating thing because,
真的很特别。
Randy had been invited to speak at a private school in Mianyang.
所以兰迪博士和他的妻子会被邀请到了绵阳的一个中学，去来到跟高一的学生来到做一个晚上的演讲。
There were 2,000 students just in the 10th grade.
呀，2000多位高一的学生在一个学校。
And so all of them were assembled with their teachers and many of the administrators, associate principals, principal.
所以老师、校长、管理的人都在那个的操场上听他们演讲。
And Randy told his story about, you know, what he had been through.
所以兰迪讲到他失去双手，但仍然可以挥手。
And after that, I just gave a brief kind of moral to the story.
结果他就在后面又被邀请了来到做一个法官，来到去做一些的补充。
And what came to my mind was the story of the Good Samaritan.
所以他就想到的故事，那就是好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Because in Randy's story, there was one doctor who said, we are not going to let this man die.
因为在他的故事里面就是有一个医生，他决意的就不能够让这个年轻人的生命失去，所以他执意的去要抢救他。
And if you'll remember, that story, Jesus told that story after he was asked, what are the two greatest commandments?
所以大家记得的话，那就是说在那个故事的最后结尾的时候，耶稣问他什么是最大的诫命。
And Jesus said, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself.
对，我们都知道，哈，那个法，这个律法师回答了尽心尽意了，然后怎么样，还要加上一个爱你的邻舍。
And then a lawyer, you know how lawyers we are.
所以你都知道法官和学法律的人怎么的了。
Wanted to test him, so he said, well, who's my neighbor?
所以律师，那个律法师肯定是怎么样挑战的，谁是我的邻居。
And Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan.
所以耶稣就说了好撒玛利亚人的故事。
And it really demonstrates about how we can make a difference in the world.
所以讲到了我们怎么样可以在这个世界上做不一样的事情。
Reaching the needs of people who are around us.
所以说我们身边我们的邻舍有需要的时候我们去。
And since I was a follower of Christ when I was just 10 years old, I wanted to make a difference in the world.
所以他十岁的时候就愿意想来跟随耶稣来到成为这个世界不一样的改变的人。
And as I became older, I wanted to help other people. I wanted to inspire them to make a difference in the world.
所以在大一点的时候，他更想的是帮助别人能够成为世界，能够影响别人的人。
So my message to these 10th graders was, make a difference in the world by caring about people.
所以他就跟这些高一的学生们说，如果你不在这个社会上面能够去关心别人，让人家的生命更好一些的话，那这个世界就不一样。
Well, so then, after that, the students were allowed to ask us questions.
所以因为我们每一次演讲完了之后都可以来到去问问题。
And usually,
那通常
mm-hmm.
yeah, go ahead.
Usually, they ask questions like, How do you like China?
Yeah, 因为中国的学生通常说你喜不喜欢中国?
Do you like Chinese food?
你喜不喜欢中国菜?
Do you like spicy food?
你喜不喜欢吃辣的?
Have
you eaten, 麻的?
Have you eaten hot pot?
啊，有没有吃过火锅?这是学生都预备好的问题。
And you know, we answer those questions.
所以他们回答。
But one young man stepped to a microphone.
结果一个男孩子站在麦克风前面。
He says, I have a question for the judge.
他就指名道姓的法官大人，我有问题要问。
His question was, what is the essence of the law?
他的问题就是法律的核心是什么。厉害啊。
And I was surprised by that.
法官也都被问倒了。
I looked at our great translator, Maria.
他就问他们的，就问身边的那一位翻译人员，叫做Maria, 清扬。
She looked at me and said, that is a very difficult question. Her eyes were big.
Yeah, 他也就睁大了眼睛跟他说，哎呀，这个问题太厉害了。
And I said, that is a very difficult question.
他，哎呦，这是难的问题。
But what immediately came to my mind, because God brings to our minds what we need to say.
结果你知道吗？他的脑海里面突然间就涌现了上帝要他说的话。
The words that came out of my mouth were, treat others the way you want to be treated.
那他的口中就说出来怎么样？你要人家怎么样待你，你就怎么样待人。
So then the program dismissed, and by the hundreds, these students come up, and they want me to write that down for them.
结果结束的时候你都知道学生们多么渴慕签名签名法官大人。
And sign my name.
好，还有 Randy, 你要签，他就签他的名字，写下你刚说的话。
And they want to share all their problems with me.
他们想将他们的问题也想跟他们来到分享。
They want my wife and I to hug them.
更加的希望呢，哎，给个拥抱。
So it really helped me to see that we had struck a nerve.
但是让他们看见怎么样，哇，那种感动。
I'm getting close. Are we doing okay still?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Come on.
5 minutes?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Because you haven't talked this.
All right. Stories communicate so much, don't they?
Yeah, 因为故事，我知道它里面含了多少的意义。
That was in April 2015. In fall of 2015, we have a banquet. Marianne always does a fantastic job of putting these banquets together.
Yeah, 我每一年大概九月份的时候我们都有一个筹款的晚会。所以2015年我们都有那个。
We always want to communicate something at the banquet about what our ministry is about.
因为我们在一起很难得，因为常常我们都是出差的。结果那一年我们在一起的时候，我们都在等待神啊，你要给我们一些什么样的信息。
God laid upon our hearts Colossians chapter 4 verses 2 through 6.
他就给了我们哥罗西书第四章。
And I won't read all of it.
好，我不会把它给读完。
The gist of it is that we pray for open doors.
因为当时我们来讲，神给了我们这么多机会，开了这样的门，我们怎么样？还有什么门要开？
Because God has to open up those doors of opportunity for us.
呀，因为所有的机会都是神所打开的。
And then when He does, we must be wise how we walk through those doors.
所以如果这些门打开的时候，我们怎么样用智慧来他们跟他们交往？
We should also be always be full of love and grace.
更加的是充满了爱和恩典来到跟他们去走。
Well, we just really asked people to pray that God would open the doors that He wanted to open for us in China.
所以我们只是说，神啊，你打开，让我们能够走进这些人的生活里面。
And then in April of 2016, not long after this banquet.
所以在四月份，2016年，就是这个晚会之后不多久。
We were at a business center that belongs to a Christian businessman in Beijing.
我们在北京的一个这个北京基督徒的一个商人的他的这个场地里面。
It was actually the same place that Randy and Miller and I had been with the owner of this place the third night that I was in Beijing at Feng Tai Church.
其实回到他第一次去中国的时候，其实我们的那。几个那头三个晚上我们都在那个的地方见过面。
And God in His providence had something ready to happen on this day as well.
结果神也就同样在这个地方又让他 来到遇见了另外一个奇妙的事情。
There was a rather small meeting of young people who were considering a trip to the U.S. and there were a few parents with them.
当时我们有一个年轻人要出去美国的一个夏令营的一个的招募会。
I sat down at a table that was empty, but there was a coat over the chair.
我们开完会走出客厅的时候，在那个当中做活动的场地有一个的桌子，我们走过去，这个凳子上面挂着了一个的大衣。
There was another lady with me. We'd been in a meeting together. I didn't know her real well, but we met.
另外一个的老师是当时叫他来到做翻译的，是在他的身边。
The lady that the coat belonged to came down and sat down at the table.
结果这个大衣的拥有者走了过来，他想让位置。哦，你要坐这里吗？看到这个外国人。
And this lady here said, "Oh, you need to meet her. She's a professor." At the law school.
结果这一位的老师就介绍，哦，你一定要去认识他，因为他是教法律的。
I said, "Oh, well, I'm happy to meet you. I'm a judge."
然后他就自我的介绍，我是一个法官。
And so we began to talk, and we just immediately could sense that there was some kind of a connection in the Lord.
他们开始谈的时候，他就感觉到，哎，这有一点点很特别，可能是神的意思。
We talked about our views of law and the law of love and how important.
总而言之，法官跟法学教授在一起讲啥呢？你都知道了，无法无天。
And she said, "I've been praying that I would meet you."
所以他说，我在祷告的当中来到，希望有机会遇到。
She had never met me before, but I was an answer to her prayer.
结果他说，我们都是好像互相都是在来这么回应了，回答了神给我们的祷告的答案。
And she was an answer to our prayer as well.
结果他的祷告就好像我们的祷告一样相遇了。
Because she would be instrumental in the opportunities that we would have to be able to teach in law schools and to influence the lives of law students, law professors, and judges.
也因为她，我们结果原来发现，我们是可以走进法学、法律，还有就是执法之人的当中来到去生命影响生命。
But before any of that happened, Miller and I just walked around all night going, "What are the odds?"
结果就那个的晚上，我们都觉得就是那这个的相遇是奇妙的，我们想都不可能想象得到。
Because there's like what 10 billion people in China.
我们中国有14亿，呀呀 ，1.4，1.4， 呀，十四亿人的当中，你怎么会相遇到这一个人？这真的机遇太高了，不太低了。
And sincerely, we could not have met a more perfect person for what God had.Wanted us to do and what he prepared me to do all my life.
所以再好的安排都不可能是这样的，因为神预备他走到这一个路，又是法官，然后又是牧师，现在要做宣教师，这一位又是姊妹，又是法学的教授，可以在这里，又是中国人。
We can take no credit for that, but look what God has done.
结果谁都没有办法说我做的，都是神所奇妙的安排。
Very soon, I was giving lectures to her students.
结果没有多久就被邀请了，他去就上法学课。
And then Miller and I went to Chengdu, and we were having lunch with a professor friend of his at Minzu University.
结果我也嫉妒了，因为我在西南的学校能够跟那些学校，我觉得你能够在北京，更加应该来我们的学校。
And I was talking to Maria, but I could see that the professor started staring at me with big eyes.
结果我们在成都一起吃饭的时候，我们还吃南充的特色的菜的时候，跟这个的西南民族大学的这个教授一起吃饭，他和翻译在聊，我跟老师在聊，他一直在看我们。
And so she said, "You must not teach in Beijing. You must come and teach here."
他就那个老师叫他，你不要去北京教了，来这边教书。
So I began teaching at her school as well.
结果后来他不只是在北京教，也在成都教。
Long story short, every time I gave a lecture or taught a class, I would tell about that student that asked me the question in Mianyang.
所以他每一次只要到法学院教书的时候，他都会讲绵羊的故事。
Because it was a way of connecting with them.
因为透过这个，他可以跟这些学生来的连接。
But also getting them to think about life's most important questions.
也让他们认识到生命最重要的是什么。
we had more and more opportunities to speak to more and more university students.
结果他的邀请越来越多,
to develop close relationships.
而且不单只是这样的, 还可以跟法学的, 还跟各个不同层面的人建立很好的关系,
with professors and deans,
教授, 还有就是系主任,
and judges,
还有法官,
and you know, we have a philosophy that we think is a biblical philosophy that says we develop relationships of trust that lead to opportunities to share our faith.
我们相信这是一个圣经的原则, 就是我们建立的关系, 以至于我们有这个的机会来到去传扬它。
And I can tell you that many people have come to faith because of that principle.
所以我们也就真的就是透过这样的原则, 我们看见, 我们经历, 我们遇到, 有很多很多的来到了神的面前。
Through a seed that was planted in Mianyang,
是透过一滴的种子在绵羊那里撒下,
and it was spread from a heart of love that only God could create.
因为神的爱在他们的心中播散, 只有神可以做到。
I took more than my time, but
啊, 你讲的不是太多,
I felt like I needed to share what I've shared.
所以哦，你现在才开始说哦，明白了。他说了这么多，他现在才正式开始说他要说的。这就是法官。 Go ahead.
Okay.
This is good.
This is good.
This is okay.
Well, I think that's
太好了。
Encouraging disciples.
Yeah, 我们相信来到鼓励门徒众门徒
is what I'm doing right now.
因为他应该分享这个的。
And it's a lot of what we do in China.
因为在国内我们真的做很多这样的工作, 神给我们这样的机会。
We encourage one another.
因为我们有机会来到去, 彼此的鼓励。
And it's really all about relationships.
其实就是因为关系。
And we love what is said in 2 Timothy 2:2.
因为我们真的对于提摩太后书第二章,
where Paul talks about how, you know, Timothy, what you learn from me, pass it to other people so that they can pass it as well.
就是你在我这里学到了什么, 你怎么样可以送给,传递给其他的人, 交托给其他的人。
We make things more complicated than they need to be.
因为我们现在发现有的时候我们把这些事情复杂化了。
We just need to love God.
我们真的就需要的就是爱神。
To love people.
去爱人。
To love one another as Christ loved us.
去彼此相爱，像基督怎么样爱我们。
Jesus said, that's how the world will know that we are his disciples, by our love.
因为耶稣说的，因为我们这样的爱，人家就认得出我们是他的门徒。
And so if we can learn no more than that, we'll be okay.
如果我们学了这个的话，就已经A加B就等于C了。
There's other things we need to learn.
我们知道有很多的东西可以学。
But there's a reason Jesus said that the greatest commandment is to love.
所以耶稣真的就像说最大的诫命就是爱。
So that's really what the paradigm is about.
这真的就是耶稣基督最大的转变这个世界。
Experiencing God is about the love of God.
所以经历神的爱。
Encouraging disciples is about growing in his love.
所以鼓励众门徒就是在他的爱中成长。
Encountering those who do not yet know Christ is about sharing the love and message of Christ.
那我们就是说怎么样，这样做其余的那些慕道者的时候，其实是让我们看见神的爱怎么样可以改变人。
And engaging culture is something that we do because we love the world that God created and we want to see it transformed by the power of God.
那我们更加知道的就是什么？我们在文化的当中来到引人入胜，啊，来到帮助他们看见，在每一个的文化的里面都有上帝的美意。
Thank you.
谢谢.
Thank you.
谢谢法官大人。
May God bless you. May God bless each one of us.
愿主祝福。
As we keep our hearts and minds open,
让我们的心，我们的眼打开。
To do what he says to do, and to go where he says to go,
去到他要我们去的地方,
even if we thought we would never do that,
可能我们想到我们做不来,
because I have experienced great blessings,
但是我感觉到神给我们的经历奇妙无畏,
because of my experiences with God in China,
因为这就是他在神的里面的经历。
You have any questions?
法官大人，你的问题答得很好。谢谢，谢谢。好，我在这里呢有一位很好的同工在我们的当中。哈 ，Well, I have one of my best friend.
Yeah, he's my boy.
Yeah, 他也是因为在奇遇的当中，结果呢踏上了中国和南加州之路。
I met him through a surprising opportunity, so that he or she is serving in the U.S. and in China.
Yeah, 遇到他我都觉得奇妙。
I think it's a very great opportunity of meeting him.
Yeah, 因为我不常来加州。
I never really comes to California that much.
但我有机会去一个的教会。
But I was given the opportunity to go to church.
一个很大的教会。
A huge church.
他们的活动全部都安排好。
And it was a church with many events.
结果我说我要讲分享中国。
And a greatly planned events, but then when he mentioned about China.
是刚好那个老师就在这里 ,Tori Anderson, 邀请我在那个的教会，他争取终于争取到四分钟。
But because with the schedule, well-planned schedule, Terry Anderson was able to squeeze in 4 minutes for me.
结果那个临上去讲的时候，这个牧师就讲明四分钟不能够超过一分钟。
So the pastor strictly said 4 minutes only.
然后我看着他高高大大的牧师。
And then I looked up to the huge pastor who stands tall.
然后我跟他说 ,I'm short. So, for sure, I will be able
to accomplish the 4 minutes.
结果就这四分钟。
So in 4 minutes,
我就遇到了一群从 Calvatus 来的男孩子唱歌。
And I met with a boy choir.
Yeah, boys choir.
Boys choir.
Yeah, men's choir.
Men's choir.
University student, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So he met a university choir. And then
他们唱完国对了
，I'm
yeah, Cal Baptist, yeah.
Yeah, 浸会。
对，浸会大学。
Okay.
加州浸会大学。
哦，加州浸会大学。
他们唱完歌我就讲四分钟。
So after saying, I was given 4 minutes.
结果其中一个人
And one of them
走过来
approached me.
告诉我他正在读大学第二年。
And told me that he is a sophomore.
但是他说我可不可以去中国。
But when I go to church as a sophomore.
我就在想。
So I...
读完你的大学才去。
Like, oh, no, just go after you graduate.
他说不是，我现在就可以去吗？
Like, no, I want to go now.
我以为他是说话说笑的。
I thought he was just joking.
难道我说的话让他感动？
Am I that influential?
四分钟。
In 4 minutes.
改变人家四年的学习。
And in 4 minutes, I changed someone's life for 4 years.
结果真的
really,
他出现在中国
he actually went to China.
他到中国完成了他的学业
he completed his, undergraduate degree in China.
Yeah. 结果他不单只是讲他把他的爸爸给介绍给我
and he introduced me to his father.
我们刚好北京有一个国际的这个中国校长的这个大会
In Beijing, there's a big conference for all the principals
of the nation. Yeah.
Of the nation.
我们需要老师，外国的老师做个讲员。
And we need foreign instructors to attendance speaker.
结果我们从南加州把他给凑过去。
And we ship them over from California.
他一下飞机，我去接他。
And, after he arrived, I went to pick him up.
我看到他这么胖。
I think he is actually overweight.
我就告诉他，从现在开始你只能够用筷子。
Well, from now on, you can only use chopsticks.
我希望你回家的时候，你妻子会很高兴。
I hope when you went back home, your wife will be really happy.
What an odd request. Very odd request.
Then he looked at me. I don't know how to use chopsticks. Then you will suffer for the 2 weeks.
So, in this 2 weeks experience, we become close friends.
And actually think about how to influence God and let people experience them.
In all different cultures.
Through the different cultures.
Come, Michael, what do you do? So come.
请上。
他的名字叫做 Michael Scott.
你好。 So, when I had to use chopsticks, I lost 15 pounds on that first trip to China.
其实他那一程，其实短短的两周，他其实少了15磅，就是因为要用筷子。I
have two stories before I met Miller. One is my wife, Robin, who's here. We met at a conference with 17,000 students. And we were both praying not to waste our time trying to meet another person. But God put us together, and our hearts were to go overseas.
他们在讲这个认识我之前，他们去参加了一个的大会，大概有17,000人的一个年轻人的聚会。结果他跟他的妻子Robin相遇，他觉得这一生人不要再找第二个了。So
there's the odds of 1 in 17,000. That was my wife.
结果就在那17,000人的当中, 他就找到这一个, 你说这不是很奇妙吗? 结果还生了8个。 And then you also produce 8.
Yes. So I had hurt my leg. I was a teacher.
Yeah, 因为他在教书的时候, 他伤了他的脚。
So they had me off for 2 months. To recover from surgery.
所以学校因为工伤, 他有2个月的休息的时间。
And I went back to school and they said, you can't come back to school yet. You have to stay off another month.
所以他心急的想提早回学校去教书, 结果学校叫他, 你还有1个月, 所以回家休息。
What was I going to do?
所以他坐在家里面闲不了。
So then my son Stephen calls and says, Dad, I met somebody and he talked about China.
结果他的儿子就是听了，就是那个晚上，听完了他就跟他说，我遇到一个人讲到中国。
So I met with Randy Galloway, Dr. Galloway,
结果他就,
and Marianne.
他们就见到了玛丽安和他的丈夫。
And we talked about my teaching approach and China.
结果就讲到他的教学经验和经历，然后呢，跟他讲到中国可能可以用。
In a miracle of 1 week, I was on the plane to Beijing.
结果就这么1个星期的时间，还不用考虑的，他就飞去了中国北京。
And then I met Miller.
结果我们相遇了。
I'd never met him before.
他从来没见过，我也从来没见过他。
And he's wondering, we have this important conference. Well, this person causes problems.
结果我看见他的时候，他真的能吗？ 胜任吗？ 这个国际会议啊。
But the conference was great.
结果太好玩了。
And we were well received at the most important school of China.
结果是一个中国最好的学校来到迎接我们，他做到那很好的报告。
And they kept inviting me back for 8 years.
结果连续8年不断地被邀请带回中国来到讲课。
Then the top principal of China said, Michael, why don't you start a Mandarin school in America?
结果北京最好的小学的校长，最牛的集团，问他你为什么不在这里开一个双语学校？
I thought, this is a lot of work. You don't know what you're asking of me.
结果校长说的就轻容易啊，然后你知道要开一个学校在加州，好难的啊，多少工作。
It was a great opportunity for Irvine, ended up being in Irvine, to grow children of leadership.
结果真的,
上帝给他在 Irvine 这个的地方能够开着一个给予孩子有领导力的学校。
Miller was the first board member to help me begin the school.
结果我就做了这个第一任第一位的校董。
We're an international school.
是一个国际学校。
And we want Chinese educators to come to America with us and see what we're doing.
Yeah, 因为我们也都想到就是中国的这些教育家们可以来到这里来到看我们在这里所做的事情。
We teach reasoning and thinking.
所以我们不单只是我们要希望他们能够会分析分辨。
Jesus said he is the way, the truth, and the life. And we want children and adults to understand how to reason for truth.
Yeah, 因为我们真的想就是像耶稣说的我就是真理道路生命。所以我们希望家长和孩子们懂得怎么样去思想怎么样懂得思考。
We just finished our first year.
刚刚好完成一年。
It's called the Irvine International Academy.
叫做 Irvine 国际学校。
And our children have loved it, including two of my own grandchildren.
他自己的两个孙都在这个的学校，孩子们喜欢的不得了。
Our teachers are highly committed, working hard to help the kids.
他们在那里努力的帮助 Irvine 的学生。
We hope to see many more children. We have over 300 at our school.
这个的学校超过300个学生。
Very popular school.
我们看见真的神的恩典。Thank you. You are impacting the culture.
Thank you.
他在影响不单只是在中国也在这里你看多好。我们其实感谢主啊我们在很多的路上面所经历的。这都是我们遇到的见到的这些的学生大家可以看到我们在大学在中学前面呢是这是中学不这是大学。
Oh, this is in the university.
我们其实在不中学我们每一年都带他们来美国参加福音。
We bring lots of middle school students over here to US.
因为我们知道影响年轻的生命可以影响一代人。
We understand, our thought is that if we are able to influence a generation of people, but if we're able to influence a group of people, we're able to influence a whole generation.
如果我们想，我们如果影响一家人，我们可以影响千秋万代。
If we can influence one family, we can influence the world for a long period of time.
所以我们又做家长的工作，也做孩子的工作。
So we try to influence the students and their family.
但我们更加知道的就是，影响校长就影响一千人。
And we understand that if we can influence the principal, we'll actually be able to influence over thousands.
如果我们能够影响中国的领袖，那就影响一个国家呀。
And if we can influence the leadership of China, we can influence the whole nation.
所以这个的服饰是引人入胜的。
So, this kind of survey is actually going to engage people into a broader perspective.
当然我们不单只是这样。
And this is more than what we just did.
但我们更加的想来到怎么样成全我们身边的人。
And we want to be able to help people around us and let them find their goals in life.
今天我们真的就把这个被成全的人带来了。
And we like to share who are being empowered and influenced by us.
因为我们能够帮助廖智，我们同样的希望能够帮助更多的人。
Yeah,
that's the book.The one that lost the two legs.
Oh.
Over there. You see the picture? Yeah, she's holding the picture. He's holding the book. Yes.
Okay.
我把那本书带来了。对。
So the book is here and someone is here.
Yeah, no, not someone, but the book.
Oh, the book. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, she's in China.
Okay, I understand.
But we have another one come.
Another person's gonna come?
Yeah, Lina.
Yeah,
你娜在我们的身边。
Okay.
我终于可以见到她了。
So I'm really glad to meet Lena.
因为我见她的时候她是中学生。
When I first met her, she was in middle school.
在北京。
In Beijing.
在一个菲律宾人的家里面。
In a Filipino household?
Yeah, 然后呢她很俏皮。
She was full of life.
Yeah, that's a good translation. Yeah.因为当时家人接待他，然后我对他的认识不深，但是南迪跟他聊天聊了很长时间。
Randy took a long time to chat with her and they connected.
他当时就说他要去拉巴，要他去德州。
He wanted to go to Napa.
不是 南迪想他去德州。
Okay, Randy would like Lena to go to Texas.
想给他配上两只飞翔的手。
We'll let her be able to soar with her new arms.
所以我就记得这么多那个时候。
So that's all I remember about it.
后来她真的去了。
And she actually went.
你是高中去的吗
？When did you?
Middle school, right? 还是 middle school? Yeah, I know, but I would just connect the dot. I love to connect the dot.
我想要把中间故事先帮你们讲出来。
来吧，你来吧，你来讲啦。啊，他今天能够来 ，OK。Which way you want? Oh, yes. 你们看到他了吧？啊，终于，好漂亮的天使。对啊，你可以站在，对对对，你就对着讲说了啊。你继续完成那个故事了，我不说了，你说，我翻译就是了。
OK， 大家好，我是15岁那时候上初，在北京上中学的时候。然后跟 Randy 和那个 Marianne 他们就是在拉伯克认识的。
Yeah, so on the 15th, she came over from Langfang, right?
No, Beijing.
In Beijing. Well, from Beijing, came to Texas, Lubbock, Texas. And then they met Randy and Marianne.
然后见到 Randy 的时候是我第一次看到一个跟我一样也没有手的一个人。
So that was her first time met someone that without arms.
然后我就很惊讶，然后因为我从来没有经历过有一个跟我一样的人就是一起这样的生活。
So it was very odd. How can he live a life so abundant?
然后就是看到 Randy 就是有一个很美丽的妻子。
Yeah, there's a beautiful blue eyes wife.
然后还有孩，然后他们的孩子。
And also children.
然后 Randy, 然后还就是博士毕业。
And also he can finish all his study and then get a doctor degree.
Yeah, 然后我就觉得，那因为当时我会觉得说，我一个没有手的这样子，我怎么可能会像 Randy 一样，就是会就是读博士或者是大学
？Yeah, for her is always the thing that you know when she was young, just think, how can I do that? Because without two arms, that's I have no future.
Yeah, 然后就是跟 Randy 在那个时候住了一个月的时间，然后他就是尽管我回到了中国，然后他的影响一直都会慢慢的在我生活当中存在。
They spend a whole month together, and then but that memory resides in my mind and all my life in me. And even though I returned to China,
yeah, 然后直到我大学在西雅图上的大学，然后学心理学，然后快毕业的时候。然后我跟 Randy 又重新的就是联系上了。
So she came over to Pacific University at Seattle and then study psychology. And then almost finished. And then they reconnect.
然后我当时就觉得很奇怪，因为我一直以来就是来到就是西雅图上学的时候也很想跟 Randy 就是联系，但是一直找不到他的联系方式。
Yeah, came over and for years I was thinking that you try to reconnect, but just couldn't find the connection.
然后就是要毕业的时候，然后就很奇怪，我们他就联系上了。
Just right before the graduation that we connected.
然后就是我跟 Randy 分享了我毕业后要做什么，然后 Randy就是也帮助我在拉伯克找了一个实习的一个岗位。
So she shared that, you know, after graduation, what she want, and then Randy making the arrangement for her to come to Texas for an internship.
然后其实在那段时间我也是在 祷告，然后上帝，因为我也不知道我的未来的就业方向到底是想做什么。虽然我有就是学心理学是想帮助就是这种有身体残疾的人，但是我没有感受到那种激情，然后就是做这个心理。
So even I took psychology, that's the wish that, you know, can help someone that just like me, but I just don't have that passion. I don't know what to go.
Yeah, 然后我觉得然后我就祷告，想让神就是告诉我哪一个就是就业对我来说是我爱的，然后也是我想就是一生都想做的一个工作。
So I pray that God will lead me that in something that I can work and then I can do, I can impact the world.
然后跟 Randy 然后重新联系起来的时候，然后我就觉得也许就是上帝给我的指引，然后我去了拉伯克。
So because that we connection, then they talk, and then she went to Lubbock, Texas.
然后在拉伯克的时候，就是听到了很，就是不管是工作也好，或者是跟 Randy 聊天也好，听到了很多关于 OT 的，就是这个专业。
So that was the time that I first learned more about what you mean by OT, occupational therapy.
然后那段时间
职业治疗师。
然后我就很好奇，就是什么是职业治疗师呢？然后我就在网上就是查了一下什么是治疗师。
She has no idea what's that, and then so she searched online and then to find out what is this occupation.
Yeah, 当我就是读到那个就是职业治疗师是帮助就是这种我们有残疾的一些群体，然后如何帮助他们如何就是做一些自理的那种小小的那种事情。
So this is only very simple to help those people that needs help, you know, accessibility.
Yeah,
and then to do a little thing to improve their life.
Yeah, 就比如说、yes.像我没有手，那我怎么
？Just like her without two arms.
Yeah, 那我怎么吃饭呢？怎么穿衣服呢
？How can you eat? How can you wear the dress?
Yeah, 然后、就是、
How can comb your hair, dye your hair, and、huh? yeah.
就是做这些小小的事情。
So those are little things. It looks like
yeah, 然后我就觉得说，哇，这就是我的人生。
And then it just looks like my life.
然后我就很想。有很多的点子，然后去帮助别人能够更加的独立。
Yeah, and it just help people that you know how to sustain their life and then to live.
Yeah, 因为这是我一直以来想做的事情，因为我也想让自己更加的独立。
Really want to. Yeah, because independent, interdependent. Wow.
然后就是当我决定要做就是职业治疗师的时候，然后跟我的一些大学资助我的一些人聊，然后他们就会，我就收到一些质疑的话，因为他们觉得说，丽娜你没有手，你怎么可以做职业治疗师呢、
yeah. So, when she chose this occupation, was try to think this path, and then people just doubting, and they say, how can you do it without two arms?
然后我就觉得就是终于有一件很我想我爱然后又很就是
yeah, finally I find something that I can do.
Yeah, 我热爱的职业然后
And then that may be my passion.
Yeah, 然后就是别人告诉我你可能做不了。
And then we just say, oh, you cannot do it.
然后我就这个段时间跟就是 Miller, 然后还有 Miller 的朋友在加拿大然后聊了是否我真的可以做职业治疗师。
So we will connect this to someone that you know to in this profession and then from Canada and then to learn more about this.
然后就是跟他们聊完之后我就受到了很多的鼓励，因为
Guys, all I got is encouragement.
Yeah, 因为他们觉得说我是有可能就是成为
治疗师的。Yeah, it's possible. You can be the therapist.
Yeah, 然后不久之后我的一个朋友就是发了一个照片给我。
So not too long, and then she will see a photo, and then see a picture from her friend.
Yeah, 那个照片是在 USC, 就是南加大的一个学校，就是也是从那个学校毕业的一个学生，也是就是学的是职业治疗师。
So there's a graduate from USC with occupational therapy.
然后他也是没有手。
And then she has no arms.
然后当时我看到那个照片的时候，我就跟神讲，我说：“神，这是你给我的答案吗？”
So then she talked to God. This is my answer.
Yeah, 因为我觉得，就是神通过这些照片告诉了我说 ，Lina， 你没有手，你也可以做职业。
So this is the answer from God that you without arms, you can be that one.
然后我就把这件事情分享给了我的朋友，还有我的资助。
So then she shared this with her all her friends and supporters.
Yeah, 然后我就从那之后我就开始就是读了一些就是关于解剖学之类的，然后去申请了这个。
So she prepared to get the enrollment.
Yeah, 然后在今年的三月底，然后我收到了两个 offer.
So in the March, the end of March, she got two offers from the university.
然后一个是那个就是德州的一个基督的一个大学，一个 OT 学校，还有一个是南加大的一个，就是。
So the two is one is from Abilene and then the other one is from USC.
然后就是，其实 USC 是我的那个第一个 option， 就是我第一选择。
So her first choice is USC.
然后其实一直以来我都没有收到就是 USC 的那个录取通知书。
She was waiting for long and in for the USC, but not arrived.
Yeah, 然后我一直觉得说哦，是不是上帝觉得说 USC 不是我想要，是我想要，但不是神想给我的。
So she was thinking that God, you want me, not this one, but the other one.
然后就在我决定要去另一所学校的时候，然后就是上帝就把那个学校的录取书给了我。
She was about to get that for, the first arrived, but God gave her another answer.
然后收到录取通知书的时候，我很吃惊，因为我觉得是不是上帝觉得说，哦 ，Lina， 你不应该去那个学校，应该去这个学校。
So and then she has two offers, so she doesn't know which one. Then, but her heart say that you want me to this one.
Yeah, 然后就是那收到 offer 之后，然后我就就是祷告了，就是让神给我平安，然后去选择我到底去哪一所学校。
So she was praying that, you know, God, really, which one you want me to go?
然后我就跟朋友聊完之后决定去了那个南加大。
So after consideration and prayer, and then she decided to go to USC.
其实更多的原因就是因为我是从中国长大的，然后我经历了就是在中国所经历的东西，然后也知道很多像我这群就是群体没有就是得到很多的帮助。
Yeah, she was grow up in China and then went through so many different experiences. So and then she knew that there's so many people needs help.
然后我就是我的一个未来的计划是我想就是最终通过学到在这边学习的东西，然后可以回国，然后去帮助更多像我这样的群体的一些孩子也好，或者是像我这个年纪的。
Her prayer is so what I learned and I will come, return to my home country and then to share and then to help people like me.
Yeah, 然后那个我听到就是加拿大跟北京的学校也有很强的这种合作关系，然后我也希望就是也通过在加拿大在这边学习，可以回国之后能够得到更好的机会去帮助国内的群体。
Yeah, I know that there's so many great connections in between two countries or three countries. So I know that what I learn can be very beneficial for others.
Yeah, 然后但是加拿大学费很贵。
Yeah, well, and then USC is very expensive.
然后就是我也没有像别人有一个很有钱的父母，然后我的所有的学费都是大家资助给我的。
Yeah, she has no rich parents, and then also there's not a really strong financial support, but all she has is people that can help her.
Yeah, 然后我就也是神的带领，然后就是祷告，然后就在五月份的时候，就是很快就是上帝就是把所有需要的就是学费也好，生活费也好都准备好了。
Yeah, it is so much prayer, God just within less than a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then put all together for you to confirm, go to US.
Yeah, 然后这段时间的时候, 就是 Marianne 也问了我很多次, 她说, 诶, Nina, 如果没有足够的就是学费, 然后供你去上学, 那你接下来要干嘛呢?
So Marianne was asking, so if you don't enough support, what do you do for this rest of the year?
然后我说, 哦, 我也不知道, 诶。
And then she said, I don't know too.
因为我觉得这个是我未来就是要做的事情, 然后我就没有想别的事情。
She never thought about other things. This is the answer.
Yeah, 然后我就想到了我当初刚来美国的时候, 当时在美国大使馆外面, 然后就是弄签证的时候, 我的一个朋友问我, 他说, 诶, Lina, 如果你拿不到签证的时候, 那你就去不了美国读书了, 那你怎么办呢?
So just the same as before she came to US and then went to the American embassy to get the visa. And then people said, if you don't get a visa, then what do you do? And then she said, I don't know.
然后我就跟她讲说, 如果上帝让我来美国上学, 不管怎么样, 上帝都会让我带我过来, 但如果上帝觉得他不是这么安排的, 那也许上帝有其他的安排。
So what her answer is, if God really want me to come, she will make it. If it's not, and then she will have another plan.
但是很快我就拿到了签证。
Yeah, and then she got it.
然后就是跟这个筹这个学费一样, 就很快上帝就 make it work.
So she experiencing God, and then she knew that this would be a new experience also.
Yeah, 然后就是通过这个经历, 然后让我感受到 神他一直都在我的身边, 然后提供我所要的东西, 然后也通过这件事情, 然后也是一个新的一个转折点, 是加深了我对神 就是的信任, 然后和就是 trust him.
Yeah, through all this, she learned how to trust God more deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, 然后 Yeah, 然后就是未来肯定有很多就是挑战, 然后也有很多我也不知道该如何去做的事情, 但是我相信就是上帝会一直指引我, 然后也一直通过身边的人, 然后帮助我, 然后去更好的去用我, 然后去服侍他。
All she knows is just want to serve the Lord, serve the people, love the people, right? Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Yeah, I think we walk on the miracle. Thank you. Yeah, because it's just wonderful that God always gives us the opportunity to experience Him. So, 疫情,
好像结束了。
So even though
the pandemic
is almost over, seems to me. Well, we
still need to wear gloves once
in a while. But a mask will not stop us from sharing His message.
A pandemic wouldn't stop us from speaking about God and sharing about how He loves us.
所以, 因为成全人,
and we empower and encourage people.
所以我们不但在北京,
we encourage people in Beijing and here.
不单只是我们汉族, 还有其他的少数民族。
Not simply the Han Chinese, but all different ethnicity in China.
这是汶川我们灾后纪念十周年的时候藏区的老师们都来参加我们的庆祝。
Okay, this is all the teachers from the Zhang
Tibetans.
Tibetans, okay. Over at Wenchuan. So we're
going
to empower people.
我们想成全你们。
And we also want to empower you.
现在更好的就是怎么样? 我们可以在网络上面也可以彼此的成全。
And we can empower and teach people over the internet.
所以我们有书可以去帮助别人。
Not only through books.
那当然我们相信，当我们去寻找更多的这个伙伴的时候，我们就有更多的机会，还有更多的可能，更多的项目。当然我们也会见到有更多个人的需要。感谢主，也因为经历了身为一个这样爱我的家庭。
I give thanks God for my family.
也因为他们的爱，我更加要去分享。
I'm empowered by the love of my family to share God's.
他们给我机会。
And they gave me the opportunity to.
去学习怎么样服侍。
To learn how to serve.
那同样，我想将这个来到跟大家分享。
And I'd like to share this message with all of you.
我觉得我很幸福。
I am really, truly blessed.
因为去到哪里都有这些的奇遇。
Because I was given so much opportunity and special treatments.
是我见到每一个的人的时候。
And everyone that I met.
都是可以服侍神的机会。
Is the way that person is a conduit for me to serve God.
有一次我在大学讲课。
Once I was teaching the university.
讲完课了之后，背着的背包准备出去打的时，坐打的。
He picked up his backpack and trying to find a taxi.
结果有一位的学生在后面就叫着我。
And a student followed me after me and called out my name.
他蒙着我就说：“你认不认得我？”
And then he just touch me and grab me and said, "Do you remember?"
当然不认得。
Of course, I don't remember him.
他说我是汶川中学的。
Oh, I'm from middle school, 汶川 middle school.
那我说我更不认识，我常去，但是我不能够认那么多人。
Well, I've been there so many times, I don't remember you.
他说我是应秀小学的时候就认识你了。
That person who grabbed Miller said that I know you since I was in elementary school.
你每一年都来我们的学校。
You come over to our school annually.
你都带着那个铁钩的老师来。
And you brought the teacher with the hook.
所以现在我在你那个时候告诉我们应该去的大学，我现在在这里读书了。
You were encouraged us to go to university, and now I'm in the university that you talked about.
哇，你知道吗？我简直不敢相信。
I'm so surprised.
What are the odds?
What are the odds?
结果我们就在学校的门口照了一张相。
So I had a photo with her.
她读完了幼教。
She completed
early childhood.
Early childhood development.
现在她去读研究生。
She's going to graduate school.
所以你想有奇遇。
There's a lot of surprising things in our lives.
所以你要主动的关注。
So please pay attention.
建立好的关系。
Build your relationships.
赢得说话的最佳机会。
Earn your chances to speak.
但是无论怎么样。
No matter what.
你都要去。
You gotta go. You have to take an action first. You gotta go.
你不去，啥机会都没有，啥奇遇都没有。
It wouldn't stop at all if you didn't even take the action to go.
所以，这就是我们见机行事的五个意义。
So this is the 5E that motivate and move us to do more work.
亲历上帝。
How to experience God.
鼓励众门徒。
Encourage the disciple and people around us.
奇遇慕道者。
Encounter the seeker.
引人入胜。
Engaging in the cultures.
成全他人。
Empower everyone around you.
我相信我们的主一定与你们同在。
And I believe that God is with all of us.
我都没有转。好。好，我们休息。
And this is the break time.
谢谢你们呢，在网上的，那网上的怎么办？哦，谢谢，是吗？
Oh. Thank you, thank you, you all.
这是我们小人物大故事第一次线上线下同步举行。
This is the first time for this program that, you know, we can have online and also in the physical gathering.
这就是宣教。
This is mission.
不同的族裔。
Cross nation, cross ethnic.
彼此一起认识。
We know, from this, we know each other.
我们互相交换意见。
And then we are exchange our idea and also experience.
谁是我们的邻居?
And then also, who is our neighbor?
在座的都是我们的邻居。
Everybody here, you are our neighbor.
线上的也都是我们的邻居。
So here and here.
在不同的国度里面。
Because we are in, even though in a different country.
在神的家庭里面。
But in God's family.
我们就是一家人。
We are in one family.
美国的朋友,
yeah, dear brothers, Americans.
会去中国,
they are going to China.
为的是什么?
For what?
为的就是要更多的人认识主。
Because we want more people know Jesus.
为的是年轻的一辈,
and then for the younger ones.
为的是传承,
and then they can passing on.
我刚刚坐在那里,
as I sit there,
我在想,
I'm, she's thinking.
我是不是可以也去非洲?
Yeah, can I go to Africa?
去中东?
And Middle East?
跟在座的美国朋友一样?
And then also same as all those Americans?
去不同的国家?
To any different countries?
让大家来认识神?
Yeah, let others to know Jesus.
我想宣教不在乎语言。
Yeah, I think mission is not because of the language.
刚刚那一张slide的那个投影片。
Yeah, and then just the one, the past.
宣教在乎圣灵跟神的全能。
Yeah, and then only the name of the Holy Spirit and then His authority.
我们都是见证人。
Because we all His witness.
我们要见证神的荣耀。
Yeah, because we would like to testify He is the God.
谢谢大家, 谢谢线上的每一位朋友。
Thank you, thank you.
你们太棒了。
You are the amazing, amazing missionaries.
好，那我们下面时间我们要照一个团体照，好吗？So
we would like to take a group picture, then that they can see us. Oh,
是吧？全部都要上来这里啊，看个上来，因为他们要看到你们哦。哦，OK，那我就移到下面，就大家可以看得到。好的。Come,
come, come, come. On the podium.
On the podium.
Yeah, then they can see you. Go, go, go. Right? Yes. 谢谢大家。 Oh yeah, 过来。 Take a picture, young people. Peter, welcome.
Oh,
6月28号，李娜，是6月28吗？ Go.
Monday night.
Yeah, yeah, June the 20th. 6月20，星期一晚，星期二，你们。 上去，快点！呀，我们要看你们看我们有多少人啊！来，是不是要戴口罩？没关系，我们都很free啊，要想要戴口罩戴口罩，我们。Squeeze，squeeze，squeeze，yeah, they can see you，okay，yeah，okay，yeah, and then the front line too，yeah, in the front, yes. I know those tall guys can stand there. Okay, some others, can you stand in the front? Yeah. Vicky, you just go ahead. Yeah. Or you. Okay, more, I need them. Go ahead, go ahead. Yeah, but I'm not going to do it.
understand? That's easy for you. Go on the stem for 2 hours.
<笑>那个停到上面好不好？啊？我来帮你们拍，都上去好吗？对，你把照相机给我。 你把
Alex，好看，好看，好看，坐下来，坐下来，谁都可以坐下来。
不是你站得高一点，行，Maria，对，够了，当然了，可以的，可以吗？多少级哦？我给你，妹妹，我真的你，我怎么站得高？我就这么高。
各位，
我在，怎么我没得再高了？你看，怎么不录了？啊，各位，你们也可以打开你们的摄像头，我们也会把你们给拍上去。谢谢，等一下，等一下哈，稍微等我们一下，耐心的等我们一下，谢谢你们。
我们也可以这样照他们吧？
我们哦，可以吧？我不知道。
那你要把那个放下，把那个share screen取掉，把那个share screen取掉，然后它就可以。哦，对对。你那不是知道？哎，拿掉。我在中间。Okay, you can see us. Hello, 你们打开镜头，我们可以把你们照相啊。等一下，你们要跟我们打招呼的。
我知道，赶快打开镜头。哎，他们都打开镜头了，开！哦，对对对，这个很好。看得见吗？Lisa，你到，小人物，你过来一点，别的不是不要挡着你，这个在中间。他们不挡着我。对，他会挡着你。哦，所以这个小孩子在头在中间。我们电光人挡住你。哎，你等一下，笑出来。
笑主到了，OK，我们先打了，先照个相，我们把笑脸给摆上，然后就笑主来。
那个不是，你过来点。
照吧。你们尽量的，不要给前面的人挡着你的头发。行，好，你们笑就行了。没事啊，没关系。She is coming to take picture, but she is trying to point in each point, see our face. 要我们的脸要看在前面。 看不见的话就不算是人。好，行，看到了。OK，
等一下，我先给他们拍好。别动，别动。
来，那个谁，石老师，你上来呗。对，我们缺人呢。好像还有谁？你们尽量的。Hello， 那个。Hello，Kitty。
梁峰，梁峰，这个梁峰去哪里了？梁峰叫梁峰。
梁峰去换鞋去了。哎呦。对，他今天。来，进来。 Vicky 到你了啊！终于展示你的本事了。Mindy，你进来 ，Mindy， 你干啥呀？好，来，赶快来 ，Elsa 就在等着你。快点哦！要不叫一下梁峰？赶快叫我的小软梁峰。Vicky，你叫一下梁峰好吧？对对对，继续。对对对。
还有个人打开了镜头，但没有转过来。对，看到你们来，我们一起照。哎呀，好的。哎呦，其他的还没有打开，没有打开的我就不理了啊。打开你打开的我就给你照，不打开的不给你照啊。好了。你去蓝色衣服的，你去绿色的那边。还有弟兄。谢谢弟兄。还有两个弟兄。
对对对，他在送菜。怎么样？
来，看到。
好，耶稣爱你。
耶稣爱你。
哎，又还是气死啊？气不气？
啊 ，OK， 好，看着我哈。
行了吧？哦，谢谢大家。
这个荧幕都照起来了。
照了，你们好。
给他照一下，对。
这个荧幕就直接照了。哎呀，你们好。
对对，太好了，谢谢大家。
Yeah, I know。
谢谢，好的。
哎呀，弟兄姐妹，你们好。
对，照一张，对。哎呀，
还有这一张。哎呀，甜甜。还有其他的还没开了，更新你不打开镜头啊？啊 ，Gary、Judy 啊。洛阳的，你们都没打开镜头就看不见了，你们一打开我们就看得见你们的，不然的话你们不打开我们就见不到你们了。快快快啊，雅逸示爱，你们你看哦，谢谢，好高兴能够跟你们，雅哥，哎呦 Joe，Joanne， 我知道你们很早啊，早上一早你们就在这里，谢谢你们啊。我们休息一下，然后等一下，你们如果有问题可以在群里面，在那个聊天室跟我们讲，好不好？然后我们等一下有回答问题的时间。哎，好，休息五分钟，下面是问题回答的时候了啊。No, you're perfectly right.You're perfectly okay. Yes.
My small group meets at 6:30.
Yes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
But I can stay. I can just tell them.
I probably next session is question and answer.
I can do.
That's right.
Question and answer.
Yes. Okay.
Stay. I'll just text.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Save me some food.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
we have food here.
Well, that's not the fun part. The fun part is like I actually have enough of
your fellowship. Okay.
Process
明白明白，因为这种水的。
谢谢线上的朋友们，我们再过两分钟开始哈。下面这一堂呢，是由我们的 Peter 弟兄，他要分享怎么样爱主。爱主的有一个表现就是我们要宣教，宣教是我们爱主的最好的表现。那么 Peter 待会来跟大家分享这个主题。好，我又看到这个线，就是实体又来了一些新朋友哈，谢谢你们，谢谢你们。好，那么我们。Hello， 线上的朋友，大家好。
Hello， 欢迎大家再来。
对，希望你们不要下线哈。
请你们继续留在线上，因为今天是星期天，我们一起敬拜主。
因为很多时候好酒都在最后的。
Yeah， because we are all together in this special Sunday， special Saturday。
好，那我们就要把下面的时间要交给我们的 Peter 弟兄。
Yeah, we're so glad that we have a Peter.
Peter 讲之前你也可以跟我们做一个祷告好吗？
And Peter, can you pray also? Yes.
好，那谢谢，我们欢迎 Peter, 来。
Yeah, let's welcome Peter.
可以先介绍一下你自己啊。
Yeah, oh, self-introduction.
Yeah. 我是梁弟兄。
Yeah, Brother Leung.
我跟梁峰。跟我太太 Vicky 是同一个教会。
They come from the same church with someone here.
今天呢，因为我来到这里，丽霞就给我一个机会，叫我分享几句神的话。
Yeah, and then because this is a special occasion, and then so Lisa is invite him to share some of the word from the Bible.
每一个人来到这里的都是爱主的。
Yeah, because everyone comes here love the Lord, so that's why you are here.
但是从圣经的角度，神也给我们一些话语，教导我们怎么样，我们爱主才是神所喜悦的。
And then also the Word of God teaches us how we love the Lord that you know God will be pleased.
好，所以今天我就跟大家分享，这原本是我讲到的。五点当中的其中一点。
So he has 5 points, but he only share 1 point.
所以这一点呢，我就是今天跟大家分享，就是怎么样从真理的角度来，从神的启示告诉我们怎么样去爱神，是神所喜悦的。
Yeah, from the revelation of God, that you know, how can we love the Lord with all your heart?
Do you want to share the screen?
No. Do you have a PowerPoint? No.
Yes.
He has a PowerPoint.
Oh, okay.
PowerPoint.
Yes.
The first one.
Okay, you can go ahead.
Just show the first PowerPoint.
对不起，我要找一下。
Well, getting the PowerPoint.
Not in this one. I'm sorry.
You can go on.
不是啊，那个 Vivi 你没有加带放上去哈。对，我给你的。那没关系。
没关系了。
嗯。
呀、yeah, ，没问题，说了就说了。
好吧
，No problem. OK.
好，我们继续。
Yeah, let's continue.
基督徒都在说我们是爱神。
Yeah, so many Christians that we say that we love God.
但常常不一定是按照神所启示的方法去爱他。
Yeah. And it's not according to what He said and then to do it.
圣经这样教导我们，他说。敬畏耶和华的远离罪恶箴言16章
So the first one is Proverbs 16:6 that you know whoever that you know fear the Lord that will be away from the evil
为什么因为神是圣洁的
Because he's holy
人非圣洁不能见神
Yeah, if not holy you cannot be with the Lord
你跟我不能带着罪去向神献祭
Yeah, because you cannot carry your sin and then to offer your offering.
神是圣洁，他必须要心存善良圣洁的才去朝拜他。
So our heart has to be holy and then to come before him.
圣经这么说，他说因为我们众人必要在基督的台前显露出来，个人要按着本身所行的或善或恶得到报应。哥林多后书五章十节。
Yeah, Colossians.
Colossians
5:10. That you know, everyone that will present yourself in front of the Lord, no matter you're good or evil, that he will judge you.
我们今天说我们爱神，但是今天很少人会敬畏神。
Yeah, we, so many people say that we love the Lord, but you know, there's no fear the Lord.
我们说神是我们的朋友，不错，神诚然这样说了。
Yeah, we know that, you know, so many people say that God is our friend. Yes, he said that.
我说这是恩典。
Because this is the grace of God.
这是我们不配得的。
Yeah, because we are not worth it to get that.
但是他给了我们了。
But he gave us.
所以今天很多基督徒就说神是我们的朋友，所以我们就把自己的地位跟神的地位平等了。
Yeah, so many people say that we are friend of God, so that way I'll rise up that, you know, almost make the equal as God.
但是神他是创造的主。
Because he is the God that created the world.
我们是被造，我们只是尘土。
We are the one that being made.
我们离开死亡只有一口气。
Yeah, because we only have one breath that, you know, away from the death.
我呼出最后一口气，我就土归土，尘归尘。
So if we're the last breath that breathe out, and then we'll be ends our life that we turn to the earth.
神永远都是超然的，他永远是值得我们敬拜、畏惧和我们的爱的神。
So God is always the highest, the outermost, and then we are the fear Him is the one.
但是神是个灵，我们看不见他，我们也摸不着他。
But God is also the spirit that we cannot see Him, but we cannot touch Him.
那怎么爱他呢？
But how can we love Him?
神知道我们的有限。
God do know our limitation.
所以他就给了我们一样东西可以完完全全代表他的。
Yeah, because that, he knows that he gave us something that we can represent him.
这就是这本圣经。
That's from the word of God, the Bible.
神的话是安定在天。
Yeah, because for this, and then the whole world under his control.
永恒不变。
And then never everlasting.
耶稣有个名字叫做神上帝的道。
Yeah, Jesus has the name that you know is God's way.
所以神的道可以完全代表神自己。
Yeah, because his word that represents himself.
这本书是我可以摸得到的。
Yeah, because this is the way that God can
help us to reach him.
是我看得见的。
Because I can see it.
所以圣经诗篇第119篇第11节这样说，我将你的话存在心里，免得我得罪你。
Psalm 119:11, that you know, I put your word in my heart, hide it in my heart, that you know, I cannot really against you.
I will not sin
against you.
所以我今天跟大家分享的就是说，你怎么样把神的话藏在心里。
So how you hide his word into your heart?
我们都说我们喜欢，我们爱神。
Yeah, we all claim that we love him.
但圣经的话是这么说的。
But God
他说有了我的命令又遵守的，这人便是爱我。
Hear my command and then follow this one is love me.
约翰福音十四章十一节。
John 14:21.
人怎么样可以把神的话存在心里呢？
How can we store his word in our heart?
圣经说你要开口吃我赐给你的话。
So you open your mouth.And eat my word. That's what God said.
以西结书二章八节这样说。
Ezekiel chapter 2.
把神的话当作食物吃了。
Yeah, it's the food that we eat.
耶稣自己也说。
Jesus said.
你们要吃人子的肉和人子的血。
You eat my meat.
你就与我无分。
And drink my cup. Otherwise, you will not belong to.
先知耶利米得到神的启示，他这样说，他说耶和华万军之耶和华上帝啊，我得着你的言语就当食物吃了，你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐，因为我被称为你名下的人。
Yeah, the prophet, I prophet.Jeremiah 15:16, that he said that you are, I better to read that verse. So you are the mighty God, that you know, your word that helps me is just like the food that I eat. And then your word that makes my heart joy and happy because I am under your name.
Hallelujah. 你吃圣洁公义慈爱怜悯，你的生命就反映了你所吃的。
So if you eat holy, righteousness, kindness, compassion, your life will be reflected with all this what you eat.
你吃什么，你就是什么。
What you eat and who you are.
You are what you eat.先知耶利米证实了这一点啊，所以我们要学习怎么样去吃神的话。
Yeah, and then the prophet Jeremy that testified that, you know, how we learn his word.
诗篇119:11说，我吃了你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。英文是说So that I will not sin against you.
Because you, I put your word into my heart that I will not sin against you. This is from Psalm.
为什么你吃了神的话你不会得罪上帝呢？
Why you eat and then you hide in your heart and then you will not sin against him?
原来神的话是洁净你的。
Yeah, because it's a word that will clean and then will cleanse us.
If you,以弗所书五章二十六节，他说：“神用水洁作道来清洁他的教会，清洁你跟我。”
So Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26, that he uses the word that to clean our heart, cleansing our church, cleansing our life.
我们的生命能够被洁净， 是因为神的话。
Because our life being cleansing is because of his word.
所以吃神的话，把神的话放在心里，是你我，如果说我们要爱神，我们首先必须要做的。
Yeah, so if we say that we love the Lord, and then I think we eat his word, is the first thing that we need to do.
我吃神的话，我是很专心的。
Yeah, when I eat God's word, I will very focused.
我的太太在房间里面，我就走到客厅。
So if,
我的太太在客厅，我就走到房间。
So if his wife is in the living room, and then he will go into his own bedroom. And then if his wife is in the bedroom, and then he will go into the living room.
我读经的时候，我不需要，我不希望人会打搅我。
Yeah, when I read the word, I don't want people to bother.
我读经的时候，我是眼睛看着神的话。
Yeah, so as I open the word of God, and then my eyes is focusing in his word.
我的口大声地读。
And then I will recite it with loud voice.
我的耳朵听着神的话。
If I, my ear also listen to.
我的思想在问神，神啊，你的话要对我说什么。
Then I will ask God, like, what do you want me to know?
所以我是身心灵专一的去读神的话。
Yeah, and I want to put my heart and my soul and my body into listen to his word.
我对我自己做了一个承诺。我不读，我每天不读神的话，我不吃早餐。
So I give myself a request that, you know, I would not eat my breakfast without reading his word.
风雨无阻。
Yeah.
十年如一日。
No matter what the weather is, no matter the 10 years, I just do that.
当 Lisa 叫我把我的 PowerPoint 送给她的时候，她说了这么一句话，她说我看不懂你的 PowerPoint。
So when Lisa asked him to, you know, send his PowerPoint, and then Lisa got it, and then Lisa said, I couldn't understand what your PPT look like, means.
我说如果你能够明白的，我就不需要讲了。
So if you understand, I don't have to say it. That's what.
我的 PowerPoint, 今天很可惜没有办法放出来。继续，我觉得真的是可以教导我们很多真理。
Yeah, I put my PowerPoint that I believe that is the way that, you know, that we can share. And then, unfortunately, we cannot have that today.
今天我要问大家一个问题。
So I have a questions for us too.
我们都是爱主的。
We know that we are loving God.
我们都喜欢读神的话。
And then we all like to read his word.
你很真诚地告诉我。
Can you honestly tell me?
上一次你读完神的话，从创世纪到启示录，是哪一个月？是哪一年？
So when was the time that you finished your reading from Genesis all the way to Revelation? Which day? Which month? Which year?
如果你觉得你认识一些很属灵的弟兄或者姐妹，
Yeah, if you know some brothers and sisters, they are so devoted.
你问他，
You ask this question.
你问他这个问题。
Can you ask this question?
我相信他给你的答案是很正面的。
Yeah, maybe they will give you a great answer.
他不会说，哎呀，我都不记得了。
They might have no hesitation.
神的话是我们的粮食。
Yeah,
我们要吃进去。
Because it's our food, and then we need to eat it.
我因为竟然没有这个 PowerPoint.
Yeah, because without the PowerPoint,
I
would just want to share with you.
我上一次。
Last time.
读完。
I finished.
这本圣经。
This Bible.
是1月17号。2022年
January the 17th, 2022. That was the last time finishing my reading of this book.
Lisa 不明白这是什么意思。
Yeah, it doesn't look like that you understand.
但是 Lisa 知道圣经里面我写了很多日子在那里。
Yeah, but when she read the PowerPoint that there's so many days
这些日子就是我读完圣经从头到底的日子。
Yeah, this is recorded my day, month, and year that I finish the reading the whole Bible.
十年前我对自己做了一个挑战。
And then challenging himself.
我说我中文圣经已经念了很多了。
Yeah, I read Chinese Bible so many times.
我说我要开始念英文圣经。
Yeah, I will start to read English Bible.
因为英文圣经是需要有一定的英文基础才能念的。
Yeah, and then I think there is some basic that I need to.
所以呢我就拣选一本最容易念的。
I choose the easy version to read it.
It's a Living Translation Bible.
Yeah, 那就是叫做 Living, 哎呀中文我不知道了。
Yeah, Living Translation, 它的英文是口语化的。
好。
所以比较容易念。
Yeah, it is just a simplifying way.
那这本圣经。
This one.
我念了9次。
Yeah, so I have the chance to read 9 times.
后来我就说哎我应该换一本圣经了。
So maybe I can change to another version.
所以我就 change 到 CBS 圣经。
CBS.
Christian, Standard Bible.
Yeah, so.
So, 那个 Christian Standard Bible, 我又继续念。
So she started to read this CBS, so Christian Standard Bible.
我是1919年开始念这本 CBS Christian Bible 的。
1919年。Yeah, it's 2019, so I was wondering. Yeah.
那今年是2022.
Yeah, this year is 2022.
我已经念了，我已经现在正在念第四遍。
Yeah, this is my 4th time starting. Thank the Lord for you.
我得着你的话。
I received
the word.
It's like the food that I eat.
为什么?
Because
神的话要洁净你，洁净我。
Because his word that will cleanse you.
让我不得罪圣洁的上帝。
Then I will not sin against you.
今天
Today
很多人
So many
很少用手摸这本圣经。
Yeah, so many people that don't touch the Bible with their hand.
为什么?
Why? Because
一手一击在手。
Yeah, we have a little gadget.
走遍天下。
Yeah, with that, and then we can do all things almost. Almighty God. No.
今天人
Today, reading the Bible,
很多是变成听经。
There's so many that you just listen, not reading.
听圣经有个好处。
Yeah, I think listen is good.
听圣经可以一心二用。
Yeah, because when you listen and then you can do other things.
一心三用。
And it also can multiple things you can do, multitask.
睡在床上眼睛闭着也可以听。
Yeah, because you sleep and then you can also listen.
神
God
是最大的。
God is the mighty God.
他的话
His word.
就是他自己。
Yeah, because his word and then his himself.
他必须在凡事上居首位。
Yeah, because in all things that he will be the priority.
如果我们生命当中有一些不是他居首位的
yeah,
这就是你我生命中的偶像。
Yeah, if we don't put this as our priority, then that becomes our idol.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
把神的话存在我们心里，免得我们得罪他。
Put his word into your heart that we will not sin against him.
因为神的话
Because God's word.
是洁净我们的生命。
Because his word that cleanses our life.
让我们越来越像他的儿子耶稣。
Because that way we can be more imitating him, more like him.
非圣洁没有人能够见神。
Yeah, without holy that we cannot see him.
你想见你所爱的神吗?
Do you want to see God, that God that you love?
当然。
Yes.
但是
Yes.
我们 要从圣经的角度学习神接着他的话对你对我说了什么。
So we got to learn that, you know, what he taught us, what we need to act on.
那有了我的命令就是行的，这人便是爱我。
With his command and then to act on that, he is the one that loves me. That's what Jesus said.
记得神是主。
Remember that God is almighty.
他必须在我们生命的每一个层面，他都是主。
In all our life, in each part, he plays the first.
如果我们说神啊，我爱你。
If we continue to say that God, we love you.
但是我们所做的。
If what we did.
又不是我们所说的。
It's not what we say.
我们是口心不一致。
So that means we, it doesn't match our deed.
圣经说
God.
你拜我也是枉然的。
So if that you worship me, it's nothing.
这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教训人，所以圣经说拜我也是枉然的。马太福音十五章十八节。
Yeah, Matthew chapter 15 verse 8, it says very clear that, you know, if you most say that you love me, but you do the things the totally opposite. So in there you say that you love me, but you don't do everything that, you know, according to what I say, then everything that you say.
因我爱神。
Nothing.
我们当然不想得罪我们的神。
So we are loving God that we don't want to sin against him.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
把你的把神的话。
Put his word.
存在心里。
Safe in your heart.
我们说我们要宣教。
If we want to say that we want to mission for the Lord.
宣教。是宣谁的教？
Yeah, and then when we say the mission for what?
宣谁的教导？
For who? And then what we're teaching others?
除了神，我们的主，我们还宣什么呢？
So if we say that from, you know, besides our God, then what can we talk about?
我们唯有一个方法。
Only one way.
不得罪我们的神。
Don't sin against God.
把他的话。
And then live out.
存在心里。
And then put his word in your heart and then to do what he's.
愿神祝福那些听了他的话又去行的，他说这人便是爱我。
So may God bless those that listen to his command and follow and do it, and then those are the one that God will be pleased.
谢谢张牧师。
Thank you, Peter.
好，谢谢大家。
Thank you, thank you. 谢谢网上的弟兄姐妹 ，Lisa。Thank you, Peter.
谢谢 Peter。
不是，谢谢上
帝。Amen。
我们都一起来爱主更多。
我们每一个人都要把话藏在里面。
我们要爱神。
Amen。
多读他的话。
So let's read more Bible, and then also let's share more Bible.
多听他的话。
Yeah, listen to him.
藏在心里。
Put it in your heart.
免得我得罪你。
Yeah, and then don't sin against God.
好，那么我们就请专牧师为我们做这个这一堂课的一个结束祷告。然后我们下面呢是我们吃饭的时间。那如果说线上的朋友您还愿意留下来哈，因为我很担心有的是在国内可能有主的崇拜。
So the following time after the prayer, we will be eating for our dinner. For those who are online, you can choose to stay or you might have a worship to go to join. Okay? Then you're welcome to stay, but no food.
然后我们吃完饭以后呢，我们在六点半。
So 6:30.
我们会有一个座谈会。
Yeah, we will have a question and answer.
所以大家。
Yeah, and then you can ready the question. 你们可以准备问题，尽管问。
对，庄老师、庄牧师的，你们问的问题是难不倒庄老师。
因为我请了法官大人在这里。
有很多的人可以回答你们的问题。
Yeah, don't worry about all your questions. We have the judge right here.
Okay, 好，谢谢张老师。
好吧，我们一起起立。Let's stand and then let's pray. Dear Lord, we give thanks. What a wonderful opportunity that God, you provided us.In the Southern California. 谢谢主在这个南加州你又给我们这么好的机会来到分享。透过你的话语我们去尝试去经历而得到的。所以愿主你祝福也都愿意主你帮助我们在座的每一位在你的话语继续的成长。也都同样的就像彼得跟我们分享的他运用经文告诉我们把你的话语当作食物来到吃。按照前人所做的榜样来到去遵行以至于在我们的心中活出喜乐来。May the Lord bless us when we read it each time, that when we reading your word, eating your word, that we will hide in your heart, that we may not sin against you. 主啊我们将去领受主你让弟兄姐妹所预备的美善愿主你祝福我们。也都让主祝福在全世界各地做宣教工作的弟兄姐妹。May the Lord bless all those who carry your word and share your word. Bless people. In the name of Jesus, we pray. 我们祷告。阿们。
好，大家可以尽量的享用哈。今天是不仅灵性我们得到饱足，我们的
So we prepare the food from the word and then also we prepare the Chinese food for your soul.
祝福都得到饱足，一定要吃饱。
So fill it up. Okay.
好，线上的，如果你们要看我们吃什么的话，等一下我们。
谢谢 Jenny， 你要看的话，我们带你去看了啊。
带着我们的电脑给你们看哈。
不用。
谢谢。
Okay.
啊 ，Jenny 你好。啊，我们往。另外一个房间移动。
From,
这是张牧师的儿子。
你好，大家好，大家好，大家好。
Hello，
哎，来，我们来吃饭。
Hello，
嗨，来看看，哎呦，线上还真的有人嘞，来看看我们吃什么。 啊，对不起，看不到食物，食物是模模糊糊的，那我们就不好意思喽，我们就吃饭了。那等一下，啊，半个小时以后再跟大家一起上线，然后我们就是请庄牧师回答你们的问题。啊，先把问题先写好，准备好。啊，谢谢你们。